past several weeks, we've been looking at how to study the Bible. We will continue that next week. Tonight, I feel led of the Lord to preach upon something else. If we turn to the book of Colossians, chapter 4, yesterday I received several phone calls from various pastors and just to talk and asking for prayer about just a lot of different things, and got me to thinking upon this verse of Scripture. Every time I talk to Brother Sinek, he always says, remember to tell the Lord about me. He says that every single time. And yesterday, at least three individuals said the same thing. Remember me. Remember to pray for me. So that night, I'd like to read Colossians chapter 4, verses 15 through verse 18. Salute the brethren, which are in Laodicea, in Nymphis, and the church which is in his house. And when this epistle or letter is read among you, cause that it be read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and that you likewise read the epistle from Laodicea. And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it. And then verse 18 is what we want to notice. The salutation by the hand of me, Paul. Remember my bonds. Grace be with you. Amen. Remember my bonds. The book of Colossians, of course, is one of Paul's prison letters, along with Philemon, Ephesians, and Philippians. Those four letters, Colossians, Philemon, Ephesians, and Philippians, were written during Paul's first imprisonment at Rome, which lasted 2 years. The book of 2 Timothy was also written from prison, but not his first imprisonment, would have been his second imprisonment. So we see here Paul in prison, ending his letter to the church at Colossae, and he says, the salutation by the hand of me, Paul, remember my bonds. What he's saying there is, remember me. Remember me. He is saying, keep me upon your mind. He is saying, don't forget me. Remember my bonds. When he said, remember my bonds, he was saying, when you pray, don't forget to pray for me. Now, Paul often requested prayer of the Lord's churches. Notice in Romans chapter 15, Romans chapter 15. You know, and some people are reluctant to request prayer. And they will say such things as, well, if I do, people are just going to talk about me. And I would say to that, yes, there will be some that will do exactly that. But I got news for you. They're going to do that whether you request prayer or not. So you need to request prayer. People need to know. And the ones that are going to talk about you again, they're not going to pray anyway. And they're going to talk no matter what you do. But Paul was in the habit of asking the churches to pray. He says in Romans 15 and 30, he says, now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. Paul is saying there he prays for himself, and he's asking others to pray with him for him. There in Romans 15. Then notice in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 18 and verse 19, he says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints and for me. He's saying, pray for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. In verse 25, he simply says, brethren, pray for us. And then in 2 Thessalonians 3 and verse 1, he says, finally, brethren, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you. But now we come to Colossians and we find Paul in prison. And again, he's requesting prayer. But this time he simply says, remember my bonds. And we want to just direct our thoughts in that direction for a little while tonight. Remember me. I believe that that is something that can be said from each and every one of us here tonight. And it can be said to all of us. It is something that each one of us should say, and it's something that should be said to all of us. Simply, remember me. When you pray, remember me. So we want to look at a few things. First of all, I want to notice the one who made this request, that he thought of others. This is not a request of someone who merely thought of themselves. It is not a individual who is feeling sorry for himself. It's not an individual who is caught up in a pity party. He just simply says, remember my bonds. So he's writing to the church of Philippi in the book of Philippians, again writing from that same prison. He said that he was rejoicing while he was in that prison. So he's not having a pity party. He told the Philippians that he was content, that he had learned to be content in whatever state that he found himself. So again, this isn't an individual who is feeling sorry for themselves or having a pity party. It's an individual who had fully accepted that it was God's will for him to be in prison. And he was not just merely sitting in prison thinking upon himself when he said, remember my bonds. That was not a selfish request. And I've heard people say that. They've said, well, I don't ask for prayer because I don't want to be selfish. The only time it's selfish is if you and hypocritical is if you don't pray for anybody. Now that's hypocritical. You don't pray for anybody, and then as soon as you have a little ache and a little pain, you expect everybody to be praying for you. That's hypocritical. But this isn't who Paul was. Paul was an individual who, though he was in prison, he was in the habit of thinking of others. I mean, we can see that even in our text here in Colossians chapter 4. He mentioned other individuals. He says, salute the brethren. And he mentioned Nymphas by name. He also mentioned Archippus by name. He was thinking of other individuals. But also notice in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 9, Colossians 1 and verse 9, he said, in this I pray. So he was praying for them. He was praying for them. And I was reading Philippians there, but in Colossians 1, verse 9, "For this cause, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you." So what was Paul doing in prison? Was he just feeling sorry for himself? No, he said, "I do not cease to pray for you." So there he was, and he was praying for Paul. You know, a lot of times the Lord puts us in a position where the only thing we have time for really is to pray. And that's a good time to pray for others. And that's what Paul was doing. Notice in Colossians 2 and verse 1, he said, "For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you." That is, he says, "I wish you knew the burden that I had for you." So while sitting in prison, he prayed for others. Again, another one of his prison epistles is Ephesians. And if you turn over to Ephesians chapter 3, and in verses 14 through 16, he says, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man." So he says, he's praying for them. He says, "I pray that the Lord would grant you." And then he mentions several things as you read through those verses. Also in the book of Philippians, again, he's still in prison writing this letter to the church of Philippi. In Philippians chapter 1 and verse 4, he said, "Always in every prayer of mine for you all, making request with joy." So it's obvious from reading Paul's prison epistles that he wasn't just thinking about himself, wasn't just having a pity party. The book of Philemon, which also is one of his prison letters, in verse 4, he said to Philemon, "I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers." And then he went in to mention there in the book of Philemon his great concern for Onesimus. In verse 10, he said, "I beseech thee for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my bonds." So even in prison, Paul constantly thought of others and constantly prayed for others. There's no way anybody could accuse Paul of being self-centered, self-involved, selfish. And he said, "Remember my bonds." In other words, to the church of Colossae, he said, "When you pray, don't forget me. Don't forget my bonds. Don't forget my condition. Don't forget where I am. Remember me." Now, I believe if we were all honest, we all desire to be remembered by others. I mean, everyone here should want others here to remember you. That is, come tomorrow, you ought to want other people that are sitting here to remember you in prayer. So again, this is something that each one of us can say, "Remember me. Remember my bonds." Now also, not only was the individual who made this request, he was not self-involved, he was not selfish, he wasn't having a pity party, didn't want someone to feel sorry for him. And that's what some folks want. They just want somebody to feel sorry for them. They just want somebody to pity them. What you ought to want is for people to pray for you. And you don't have to feel, you don't have to desire their pity. Their pity won't help you. Their prayer might, but their pity won't. So, "Remember my bonds," Paul said. Now, the one who made this request had trials, had needs. I think sometimes we forget that the person that's sitting next to you, the person sitting in front of you, the person sitting behind you, every person in this room tonight has needs. There is not anyone here that does not have needs. And we have many needs. The truth is, we have more needs than we know about. And everyone sitting here tonight has problems. Everyone. It doesn't matter who it is. And it's not a contest. Well, my problem is bigger than your problem. It's not a contest. Everyone has needs. Everyone has trials. Everyone has burdens. And the individuals say, well, you know, nobody understands what I'm going through. It's just a contest to them. They say, others may have needs, but I got it worse than them. Get over yourself and think of others and pray for others. So he said, remember my bonds. That is, when you pray, remember my fetters. Remember my chains. Remember that I am hundreds of miles from home. Remember that I'm in a dungeon. Not in the Holiday Inn here. He's in prison. And he says, remember me. Remember my bonds. Remember me when you pray. I'm hundreds of miles from home. Do you think Paul ever got lonely? Well, I'm sure he did. Do you think Paul was ever uncomfortable in those chains and bonds? Well, sure he was. So he simply said, remember my bonds. And as you read through the prison epistles, you find out that Paul mentioned his bonds many times. Sometimes he referred to them as his chain. But he mentioned them several times. In Ephesians 6, in verse 20, he mentioned his bonds. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 7, verse 13, verse 14, verse 16, he mentioned his bonds. In Colossians chapter 4, in verse 3, he made mention of his bonds. So he often reminded those he was writing to that he was in prison. You say, well, you shouldn't have to remind somebody of that. Well, we ought to know you do have to do that. Because the truth is, if you and I aren't reminded, we forget. And that's the truth. If we're not reminded, we forget that other people have needs. That other people have trials, that other people have burdens. And Paul says, remember my bonds. Paul could feel his bonds. Paul could feel those chains every single day. They were real to him. They were real to him. And every one of us is dealing with something that is very real to us that perhaps no one else knows about. And all we can say is, remember me. Remember me when you pray. Paul, again, sometimes we tend to forget that when people are right with the Lord and strong in the faith and just seem to do what's right all the time, and certainly that's would be how Paul would appear, and you get to thinking sometimes, well, they don't have any problem. They can handle anything. They're flesh and blood, just like anybody else. And I believe, just like anybody else, they have a longing, they have a desire. Remember me. When you pray, remember me. And many times in Baptist churches, and it's sad, the ones who get the most prayer are those who are backslidden and have wandered off from God. And I'm not saying we shouldn't pray for them. But we need to get in the habit of praying for those who are faithful. And remembering them in prayer. Because then the reason we don't is because we tend to forget, well, they got needs too. They've got trials too. So Paul says, remember my bonds. Paul sitting in prison, don't you think, just like anybody else, Paul had feelings. He had feelings just like anybody else. He missed his loved one just like you would. He missed his loved one just like anybody at Colossae would if they were in his place. He had feelings. He had weariness. Times when he was probably so tired that he couldn't hardly stand it. He had pain. He spoke of these things in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. He spoke of many of these things. He spoke of his pain. He spoke of the fact that he had hunger and he had thirst. And Paul just says, remember my bonds. That is, when you pray, remember, Paul is saying that I am a man, and I am just like the rest of you, and I get hungry, and I get thirsty, and he says, remember me. Now, that's something that every single one of us here, we ought to say, remember me. Remember me when you pray. Please don't forget me when you pray. He goes, I need it. I mean, this is what each one of us ought to be saying to everybody here. He had weariness. He had hunger and thirst. There were times when he was cold, and I'm not talking about cold and hard. There were times when he was physically cold. He mentioned that also in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. He had times of sorrow. Times of sorrow. He had struggles. We tend to forget that sometimes. You look at a man like Paul and you think, well, he always seems to do what's right and he's faithful. Certainly he doesn't have a problem in the world. He doesn't have any struggle. There isn't a human being alive that does not have struggles every single day. Every one of us has struggles. And the truth is, many of the struggles we have, we would not want to admit. But we have them. We have struggles every day. Every one of us. The person sitting next to you, the person sitting behind you, the person sitting in front of you, whatever your struggles are, I promise you, they too have struggles. Everyone here has struggles. So everyone here can say, when you pray, remember me. Because I'm struggling too. And if you're struggling, and you are, because we all are, you need to pray for others. You need to pray for their struggles, as we've already seen with Paul. He didn't just simply request the prayer of others. He also prayed for others. I believe Paul, since he was a man, had temptations. I don't know of a human being alive that does not have temptations. That does not have temptations to sin, and that does not struggle with temptations. Do we all have the same temptations? No. But we all have temptations. You may have complete victory in an area in your life where I struggle, and vice versa. But we all have them. We all have temptations. And Paul says, remember me. Remember me. He had heartaches, just like anyone else. He had concerns. He had burdens, just like anybody else. He had loneliness. And his request, his last words to the church of Colossae are, remember my bonds. That is, church of Colossae, when you pray, remember me. He's not saying, I want your pity. I want you to feel sorry for me. Not asking for their sorrow. He's not asking for their pity. He's just simply saying, remember me. Remember me. You know, if you spend any length of time in a hospital, around the ICU or any of those kind of places, it's hard to then go by a hospital, just driving by, and not just pray, Lord, help them. Lord, just help those that are in ICU waiting rooms right now. Just help them. Because every single day, your day may be going fine, you may be having a great time, you may not have a care in the world, but I guarantee you, every single day, ICU waiting rooms, there's people there. And they're having a terrible time. And you don't have to know who they are. They don't have to know who you are. But just remember them. Just, Lord, help those that are in ICU. And there are people who, when I've been in ICU waiting rooms in different places like that, and they find out that you're a pastor, they pray for me. And they're not ashamed to say, pray for me. Pray for me. And when you hear that enough times, it's difficult to even drive by a hospital and not think about it, and not think about those that are there. So try to remember those who are in the ICU waiting rooms, or those who are standing by the bedside of a dying loved one. Because I promise you, every day there's somebody standing by the side of a loved one that they're about to lose, and they can't hardly stand it. And if they knew you, they would probably say, would you pray for me? We can do that without knowing them. Just, Lord, help them. It's hard to go by a funeral home and you see cars in the parking lot and not say, Lord, help them. Lord, just help them. Don't know who they are, but Lord, just help them. I know that it's a difficult time. I mean, it's not a fun thing. It's not an enjoyable thing. Spend a day in a funeral home. Spend a holiday in a funeral home. And how many times we drive by a funeral home on Christmas or a holiday and there's cars in the parking lot. Pray. Lord, help them. Just help them. I mean, we need to, we get so caught up so many times in our own little world that we forget. And if we're not constantly reminded, we have a great tendency to forget that there are others who have needs. And lastly, this is, again, as we've already said, something that can be said from each one of us to all of us. Remember me. Remember my bonds. Every time we assemble, there are many needs. None of us are aware of how many needs there are right now, right here. We have no idea. But there's plenty. I promise you, there's plenty. There's innumerable needs. Everyone sitting here has burdens. There isn't a person sitting here that doesn't have a burden. Everyone does. Everyone sitting here has a concern. Call it a worry, call it whatever you want. It's real. It's a concern, a worry, whatever. Everyone here has sorrows. Things that you wish were different, but may never be different. So there's all kinds of sorrows. As we've already said, there's all kinds of struggles. There's all kinds of temptations. There's all kinds of trials. Every person sitting here has trials. Every family represented here has trials. Their extended families, we all have trials. There's innumerable sins. Every time we assemble, there's innumerable sins. We all need help concerning our sins. There's innumerable shortcomings. There is now, you can take the strongest and best personality here and the most faithful individual here, and I promise you they have plenty of shortcomings. We all do. We all have plenty of shortcomings, and that's why we need to be saying, remember me. Remember me, because I have shortcomings, and this is something we can all say to one another. We all have faults. We all have flaws. Oh, we try to hide them, but they're there. There's the faults. There's the flaws. We've all failed. There isn't a person sitting here tonight that has not failed the Lord. We all have. And the truth is, unless we die in the next second, we will fail again. We're going to have more failings. None of us are beyond that. We're all going to make some mistakes. Everyone here has some habit that is destructive to them spiritually. Everyone. We all have something that hinders us spiritually and that is very destructive to us spiritually. We all have bad habits. We all have obstacles. Every one of us has obstacles in our way. We all have giants in our lives. My giant may not be your giant, but we all have them. We all have some Goliaths in our lives. And we all have an enemy. We have a common enemy. That is the devil. And we also have many other enemies. And these enemies seek to destroy us. And all Paul says is, when you pray, remember my chains. And we all have some chains. There isn't anybody sitting here that is 100% free. The only time that'll happen is when you're in glory. But as long as you're in this earthly body, you've got some chains. You've got some bonds. Oh, you may not have as many as someone else, but you've got them. We all do. And Paul says, remember my chains. Remember my bonds. There are gifts. Room is filled with gifts that God has given. There are talents. There are opportunities for all of us. All of us sitting here has an opportunity to serve God. We all have opportunity of doing what's right. We all have opportunity to do that which is pleasing to the Lord. There is a soul here that does not have that opportunity. We don't always take the opportunity, but it's there. And we need to, again, pray, remember me. A very simple request that Paul makes. Remember my bonds. How is it that we should remember? Notice in Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews 13, verse 3. Remember them that are in bonds. That's what Paul just said. He said, remember my bonds as bound with them. That is, try to put yourself in their place. It's not always possible, but you try. And you remember them as if it were yourself in those bonds. And them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. So we are to remember others as if we were in the same condition. So when we're struggling, it would be good to not only pray that God would help us in our struggles, but to pray, Lord, I know there's others struggling too. I'm not the only one. If you think for a moment that you're the only one struggling, you need to get over your self-centeredness. You need to get over yourself. And when we're struggling, we need to pray for ourselves that God would give us the grace to help us. But we also need to pray, Lord, I know there's others struggling. And Lord, help them. And when we're tempted, the same thing again. Lord, I know there's others that are tempted. And I'm asking you to help them. When we're suffering, when we've got heartache and burdens and sorrows and concerns, we pray for those that God would give us the strength to endure, but we need to also pray, Lord, I know there's others, and I want to remember them. And certainly that ought to be true in church. We ought to be able to look at one another every single Wednesday and every single Sunday and remember them during the week. And they don't even have to be a member of Home Baptist Church, we do have a special responsibility to those who are. But those who are here that aren't members, those who visit, remember them. Remember them in prayer. And I think they're not all going to come out and say, "Would you remember me?" But I believe all of us inside say that. "Oh, would you remember me?" When you pray, just remember me. Everybody on this side of the building, just stand up. Everybody just stand up on this side of the building. And everybody on this side of the building, look at everybody here. And everybody on this side of the building, turn around and look at one another. And can you say, just, and I'm asking you to say it out loud, "Remember me." Just remember me. This side, stand up. Everybody, just stand up. And can you look at one another? Look at one another. And just remember me. Remember me. Every single one of us has struggles, has problems, and we need to just pray, "Remember me." Brother and sister Titus were here. I believe they're saying, "Remember me. Remember me." Don't forget them. Brother and sister Sinek were here right now. And Brother Sinek, having served you tomorrow, he's saying, "Remember me." Don't forget. We have a tendency sometimes to forget. You know, I think about the Joseph and the chief butler. And remember, the chief butler was delivered from prison, and Joseph said, "Remember me. When you're out there and you're free, remember me." And for 2 years, that butler forgot Joseph. How often those who are sitting next to you or behind you or in front of you, when you pray, you forget them. Lord, help us to remember one another. We need to make a conscious effort to remember. Just remember one another in prayer, because it's not easy. And it's not going to get any easier. And we need to remember one another in prayer. Pray for one another. Do pray for Brother Sinek in a special way tomorrow. Again, he has triple bypass at 8 o'clock in the morning. Be having surgery, if everything goes right, for 4 hours. And pray for him. Pray for Sister Sinek. Pray for his children, his family. Pray for them. And everybody make a conscious effort tomorrow to bow and pray for the cynics. Everybody should make a conscious effort to remember Brother and Sister Titus every day. Remember them every single day in prayer. Remember JP in prayer as he goes back to the military. And just every one of us, that we would just be in the habit of remembering one another. Brother Jim, if you'd come and lead us.